Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School graduate Laurel Stelter joins us on today's program to talk about recycling efforts made on this year's Rag Rye. Well, Laurel, I had the chance to talk to you earlier in the spring about some of your recycling efforts earning an EPA award for those efforts, and Rag Rye has now since come and gone. In terms of the 2016 Rag Rye, how did recycling go, and how did some of the efforts to get towns organized go?
Well, the towns really responded well after I gave my presentation, and it was great to see Western Iowa. They really stepped up to the plate and took charge of their recycling, which has been a struggle in the past, but this year they did especially well, and it was great to see the towns implementing the ideas that I had shared with them of how they should recycle and more specific ways on what containers to use and how to label properly. And it was really great to see those ideas out on the ride.
And is there any way that you've been able to measure it? Is it all just anecdotal, or are you getting feedback from these cities in any way about how they're recycling and how, when the riders passed through, they responded to some of the efforts?
Mostly I've been looking at the bins themselves, and then on my phone I've been taking notes and saying what kind of bins they use and how well it worked and what didn't go so well and what went well and what could be improved on the bin. And so then I've been giving them a 1 to 5 rating for each town on how they did based on if the recycling was sorted well or not.
And how did towns overall do? Do you have like a rough average number that you came up with?
Well, I haven't averaged it out yet just because it's hard, because some of the towns, like the big towns, they tend to do better since they have more resources. So they usually do better with the recycling. But the smaller towns sometimes can struggle a little bit more just because they don't have as many people to help out. So overall, the towns that did it really well, and the towns that didn't put as much effort in obviously struggled a bit more.
So what are some of the things now based on this year's ride that you'll take into next year's?
Actually, this year in Washington, I met with two ladies who are willing to help me out and help figure out a better way to recycle with Rag Rye for next year. And so we met up, the three of us, all together for the first time and actually met each other face-to-face. And so we're looking at finding a solution that can be used in each town so riders can recognize like a similar label. So we're trying to work out how we could create a label that all the towns can use on their bins, so it will be easy for them to use and easy for the riders to recognize.
Any tweaks coming to your presentation then too? I imagine there's some work already starting on next year's.
Yeah, I think once we sort out the labeling issue, and if we can get something figured out with that, the presentation might change a little bit. It'll just depend on how it goes and how Rag Rye responds to the idea.
Did you get any other feedback from other riders, or did you notice them change their behavior in any way because of the way things were posted and maybe the towns that did do stuff a lot better?
Well, in Washington, when I was with the two ladies, we actually sat and watched people put their recyclables in the bins. And so just watching them choose, they noticed both containers, and then we realized some labeling issues that we need to fix a little bit more. But when riders can see that there's a recycling bin, they'll take advantage of it.
Well, and this, as we mentioned at the top of the interview, you earned an award for this as you were about to graduate from Pella High School this past May. You're going to be heading to the White House, I understand. How exciting is that for you to be able to go to Washington, D.C., and at the very least be in kind of the mecca of American politics?
I'm really excited to go later in August and just to get a tour and also to just be recognized. I think it'll be really fun and to see the work that other students have done for the environment will be really eye-opening as well.
And then you're also headed to Iowa State this fall. What are some of the things you're hoping to learn at Iowa State's campus as you move into your collegiate education that may help you with projects like these or maybe others in the future?
Well, I'm planning on studying community and regional planning. And so I think when I get to start taking those classes my first semester, which is great. And one of them is specifically focused on the environment. And so I think learning how the community can work with the environment and how to make that correlation work well between the two will be really good to learn just with my project, and hopefully to promote recycling on a broader spectrum.
Once again, that was Laurel Stelter, who's in charge of recycling with RagBri. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.